This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. After being freed from jail, Kathleen Folbig is calling for reform to the New South Wales criminal justice system. Ms. Folbig has just enjoyed her first night of freedom after spending 20 years in prison. She yesterday received an unconditional pardon after an inquiry found there was reasonable doubt about her guilt. She had been convicted in 2003 for murdering her four children between 1989 and 1999. Ms. Folbig has spent her first moments of freedom with her friend, Tracy Chapman, at Ms. Chapman's farm in northern New South Wales. Ms. Chapman says Ms. Folbig harbours no hatred despite what she has been through, but she says Ms. Folbig does share her belief that there should be more empathy in the criminal justice system.
You know, there's a lot of things that could have been done better with this case, so we'd like to see a significant amount of reform in the system and a lot more empathy in the space.
Energy industry leaders are warning household energy prices could remain high for at least the next few years. Energy prices are due to go up from next month. The rise will be between roughly 19 and 24% for households and roughly 14 and 28% for small businesses. The chief executive of Alinta Energy, Jeff Dimery, has told the Australian newspaper that, despite federal government promises, he can't see how enough renewable energy projects can be built in time to compensate for coal-fired power stations being phased out. The chief executive of Transgrid, Brett Redman, has told the same newspaper he expects challenges. Federal Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones says Australia has catching up to do in this area and that this is the fault of the previous federal government.
The catching up to do is a result of the fact that the former government did nothing on energy, did nothing on providing more generation capacity and particularly renewable generation capacity into our system over nine long years. It's meant that we're behind the eight ball. Every time that Angus Taylor gets up and complains about energy prices, the very first question he should be asked is, are you going to apologise to Australians for your 22 failed energy policies and your 9 years of inaction?
Agricultural production is set to fall. The latest quarterly outlook from the federal government is tipping a 14% fall in agricultural production to a total of $79 billion worth of crops produced. It's tipping winter crop production to drop by one third. However, the predicted drop comes after a record-breaking three-year stretch of production, and the predicted total of 44.9 billion tonnes would be the sixth largest ever. Drier conditions ahead are one of the main reasons for the expected drop, as is a spike in mouse activity. It's thought wheat production will fall by 34%, barley by 30%, and canola by 41%. But the government expects strong growth for wool, with Chinese demand driving prices higher. The first multi-employer bargaining case is being brought before the industrial umpire under new federal laws. The laws were brought in by the federal government late last year and allow workers from different businesses to band together to negotiate pay rises. Unions representing workers at 20 different early childhood education employers in New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria, have gone before the Fair Work Commission today to begin negotiating new wages and conditions. Branch Secretary of the Independent Education Union, Mark Northam, says the revisions to the Fair Work Act take important steps toward addressing the substantial salary disparity experienced by women in the education sector.
So gender equity is now an objective of the revised Fair Work Act, and that really provides an opportunity to revisit in a much more streamlined fashion, getting all of those people around the table, employers, unions, and importantly, the federal government funding body, to make it better.
In rugby league, New South Wales backline star Tom Trbojevic is now a bigger chance of playing in the second State of Origin game after successfully challenging the National Rugby League's concussion protocol. Trbojevic was concussed in the first State of Origin game last week. This would usually mean he would have to sit out for 11 days. But his club side, Manly, has proven Trbojevic's concussion is not as serious as first thought, and he'll thus be allowed to play for Manly this weekend against the Dolphins, giving him a chance to impress before the team for the second State of Origin game is picked next week. New South Wales must win the second Origin game to be a chance of regaining the State of Origin shield from Queensland. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News in Easy English.